From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
28 days and a couple hours till election day. Are you registered to vote? And please, if you're not, get registered. And actually, I guess today, important dates to remember, right? The early voting gets underway today at the county clerk's office. And then on the 19th, there'll be expanded early voting. By October 22nd is the last day to request an absentee ballot online. And of course, as I kind of already mentioned by giving you the countdown, November 5th, that's the day. But listen, if you need assistance with any of those kind of things or a reminder or information, go to our website at klyt.fm. Scroll down a little bit just below the Lean Relief efforts, and actually be watching for other efforts coming up here in the next 24 hours probably. On the homepage, you'll find the iVoter Guide, the voter guide put together by the New Mexico Family Action Movement, and a link to Better Together New Mexico with all kinds of election information. So including a sample ballot and a look at the races and what have you, and then look for an archived ABQ Connect that I did with Carla Sontag. We went through my ballot, which is going to be similar to yours in some ways, but it'll still answer a lot of questions you might have before headed into the polls whenever you're going. And please do participate. And we'll try to keep you posted, right, and do that countdown, let you know. In studio with us for a good portion of today's show, David Stewart and Carol Beth Stewart with Black Bear Insurance, Black Bear Medicare, who you hear on KLYT regularly, as we thank them for their continued support. They're here kind of in another way today. And actually, Dave, that's a great place for us to start. What exactly is today? I'm going to kind of throw it to you to kind of frame out our discussion. But welcome, Carol Beth Stewart and David Stewart. Welcome to the studios.
Steve, thank you for having us. Yeah, this is annual enrollment. This is a chance for people who need to choose a plan for 2025.
Yeah.
And so some people want to stay on the same plan they're on. Some people have heard their plan is changing, possibly leaving, and there are lots of changes to Medicare. So we're going to talk about all things Medicare today, but it's a time in the year. You know, you mentioned voting happens at a certain time.
Yeah.
So Medicare changes, and your choices to change Medicare plans happen October 15 through December 7.
Okay. And I'm glad you mentioned the changes. I just in the last couple of weeks, I was talking to someone about you guys, but just about Medicare in general, you know, and they said, yeah, I set it up. You know, I'm good. You know, and it was like, I don't know if it was like a year or two ago, but now what happens in that kind of a circumstance where, or what might happen if someone just, you know, they've signed up, you know, they're covered, but they don't really take a close look every year with someone who would be more aware of the changes?
That's a really good question, and especially this year, because in 2025, there are many changes to Medicare and to Medicare plans. We encourage people to look in the mail for a letter called the Annual Notice of Change that will come from their current provider or plan. These letters outline changes that will occur for 2025. So we're just telling people, look in your mail, pay attention to these letters that are coming, because there will be important changes to their plans for 2025. And we want people to be aware of those so that they can make a decision. Are they happy with these changes? Or do they want to maybe meet with us and look and see what else might be available to them? It's also important because there are plans that are going to be leaving the state this year. So it's important to look and see if your plan has sent you a letter stating that they will no longer have that plan available. They will be covered through the end of December, but they will need to make a change during this annual enrollment to pick and select a new plan. And that's what we do. We like to meet with people, hear what they want in a Medicare plan, sort through the information with them, and help them make a good decision for what they want starting in January.
Okay, so you actually mentioned, I was thinking the things you get out of the mail, you start seeing things on TV. And I think we talked about this last time, the importance of, although people do that all the time, what's the difference between just, getting together with one of those things you see on TV or in the mail compared to specifically finding someone who's operating right here in New Mexico?
You know, lots of people see Joe Namath or other famous ex-football people on TV and encouraging them to call. Those are typically out-of-state call centers. You're not going to talk to the same person every time you call. They're trying to, we think of it as informational, but oftentimes they're trying to coax you into calling, and they may not represent all the plans in New Mexico. They may not, you won't talk to the same person every time you call. You won't meet with somebody locally. You know, Carol Beth mentioned the mail. People get incredible amounts of mail. And so they need to sort through the mail, not look so much at all the stuff that talk about, hey, free gym membership, free food, free other things.
The stuff that's good to recycle and use to help, like, light charcoal.
fill up your recycling bin. But they need to think about their plan, look in their wallet or their purse, and look for their insurance card. It's going to be coming from that plan marked on their insurance card.
Okay.
And it's going to say annual notice of change. That is the legal requirement for them to learn about how their plan will change in 2025.
Okay, so we mentioned it's kind of time, but when is actually the right time for someone to meet with a Medicare broker?
We encourage people to start early, and there are several main times to come and talk to us. The first is before their 65th birthday. Uh-huh. So when they're approaching their 65th birthday, maybe 6 months before or at least 3 months before, they can meet with us and we can kind of outline the time frame, give them some dates to consider, and then talk to them just generally about some of the main types of Medicare plans so they can start preparing for those enrollment periods, so they can start thinking about what type of plan they would have, and then we can schedule to meet with them as they, go through the steps of that timeline. Another time is when people are going to work past the age of 65, and they're covered by a group plan that's considered creditable coverage. We also meet with people as they approach retirement. It is important to know that your enrollment period when you're getting ready to retire and you're working past 65 is actually the 3 months before you retire or 3 months before your group plan ends. It's really important to stay ahead of things, meet with us early, and then we can help you with those timelines. Make sure that you don't miss an enrollment period, and we want to help people avoid penalties.
Yeah.
And we really find that when people come and sit down with us and just kind of talk through what's coming ahead for them with Medicare, it just, their anxiety goes down. they have a plan. They know what to do. They don't feel so overwhelmed by all the choices. And then they're able to make better decisions. So that's one thing we really enjoy is being able to help people approach going on to Medicare with a plan and to help them do that without feeling overwhelmed.
Right. And now part of what you talked about was, when I say when, it was, you know, around her 65th birthday. But even, you know, annually through the year. Now, when do you get the information about all the new thing, you know, things that are happening with Medicare?
We start getting it in September.
Okay.
And it's kind of public after October 1st.
Uh-huh.
And so we're still getting our arms around the details of the plans,
yeah,
and making sure we have our ducks in a row to be able to help people during this October 15 to December 7th period. But yes, they should review their plan. They should think about how their health has changed. Has their doctor left? You know, are they on new medications? Are they unhappy with who their hospital is or their providers are? These are reasons to think about changing. And of course, as Carol Beth mentioned, if you got a letter that says your plan will not be available in 2025, that's a huge red flag that we need to get that sorted out for you.
Yeah. So, you know, I think one of the things, too, when people are talking about, a broker, you mean, okay, so I got to go hire someone to, well, yes. But it's not, you know, as far as someone who's ready to use Medicare, to them, it's to get a broker is not an expense. How does that actually work?
So that's correct. As a broker, we meet with people to talk to them about educating them about Medicare in general. We don't work for Medicare. We're not government agents. Instead, we talk to people about Medicare plans. So we're insurance brokers for Medicare plans. We meet with people for complimentary services. We get to counsel them, help them pick a plan, help them sign up for a plan. And then we are actually paid by the carriers of the plans.
Right.
So they do not have a fee when they come to meet with us. We can give them professional advice without them being charged a fee. We're paid by the carriers, and that price never trickles down to them. So they don't need to worry about their prices being inflated because they're meeting with an agent.
All right. If you just tuned in, we're visiting with David Stewart and Carol Beth Stewart with Black Bear Medicare, and the website is blackbearmedicare.com. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and let you know about some classes you can actually go to with others and get some of this Q&A. Again, a no-cost opportunity for you. We'll get to it after this on ABQ Connect. All right, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. Got about 10 minutes to spend with our first guest, David and Carol Beth Stewart, 10 more minutes. And before we jump back into our conversation about Medicare with the folks from Black Bear Medicare, I want to throw it back to you, David, to just kind of frame our conversation for those that are listening.
Yeah, we have a little bit of a disclaimer. What we're doing today is just educational. We need to remind people that we are a non-government entity, and so we don't represent every plan. We try to represent it as many as we can, but this is just for education today.
Okay, and when we went to the break, I kind of teased education. Throughout the year, you guys make an opportunity for people at no cost. Again, you find a venue actually outside of your office where people typically, I think it is, where people can come and there's, I'm assuming, Q&A and just general information. Could you kind of walk us through what you experience with these educational opportunities?
Yes, we have an educational class the first Friday of the month at the Optum Community Center on Montgomery.
Okay.
And these usually last about an hour, and it's no pressure, no sales, just a time to come and learn about Medicare.
Now, is that Moon in Montgomery?
It's close to San Mateo.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's another one. near San Mateo in Montgomery. Okay, and if you're not sure, listen, you need to call, if you're not sure where these are, you can call 505-620-7175. And again, a reminder, when was that? First Friday of every month, throughout the year.
That's correct. And at these meetings, we just talk to people. We call them Medicare 101 classes because they're just the basics about Medicare, just to start educating people so they can learn about the enrollment periods, what Medicare Part A, what Medicare Part B means. They can learn about what penalties they should try to avoid. What are the main kinds of plans that are available to them? It just gives them a foundation to start thinking about Medicare, just learning the basics. And it gives us an opportunity to meet people, and they can then come and talk to us later if they want to know more.
So throughout the year, I'm sure there's plenty of testimonials, because I've talked to you guys before, and I know it's satisfying work, because you're as a broker, you're helping people. And you have the knowledge that you could share with someone that helps them. Does any testimonial come to mind?
Sure. So, yeah, it's crazy. You know, you think of these life events, right? Life events, turning 65, retiring, or even a death in the family. So I had this lady in northern New Mexico whose husband had managed all the stuff for them. And she found out that her husband worked for the government.
Yeah.
And so she'd been on a plan all her life into her 80s. And now, because of his death, she was losing her health care insurance.
Oh, boy.
So we were able to get her daughter and son-in-law in on the conversation. And we did a kind of a crunch course over the weekend, because we had a end of the month period coming up. But boy, that gives us joy.
Oh yeah, and as you're saying that, I'm imagining, you know, to her, it's like, I've lost my insurance, and like Carol Beth said, they're just ignorant. Quite honestly, they don't understand. No, you're covered. I mean, not yet. Maybe, you know, if you're not signed up, but I'm assuming she was signed up or needed changes, but. It's not as difficult as people make it seem. And I'm sure when people come and visit with the broker who knows what they're talking about, they walk away with, what was I worried about? Does that sound familiar?
That's our goal, is to help people move from feeling anxious and not knowing what to do to having steps to take and walking them through that to where they feel confident in the coverage that they have. And so that's what we try to do. And that's why we ask people to meet with us as early as possible so that we can help them with those steps. Then they don't need to be anxious, or we don't have to worry about if they missed an enrollment period, then having to figure out, okay, what's the next best thing to do? So one example, I was working with a man who had turned 65, but he continued to work. And so he thought, well, I'm covered. I don't need to sign up for Medicare yet. But it happened to be that he was covered by COBRA, which a lot of people don't realize is not considered creditable coverage when you're on Medicare. So We worked it out. We figured out when the next available time for him to sign up, and we were able to help him find a plan, and had a happy ending to the story. But it was a little bit of a panic.
Yeah.
So we always tell people, you know, make sure when you're approaching 65 that you either sign up for Medicare or that you have creditable coverage with your employer, and COBRA doesn't count as creditable coverage. So it's just good things to know and keep in mind. And it never hurts to just call and ask us, and we'll help you with those questions.
What a great example, because someone actually could be listening and going, oh, that's me. You don't know what you don't know. So make sure to get with a broker and make sure to get the answers you need, and make sure to get with a broker. Okay. And, you know, as I listen and hear these stories, I mean, Carol Beth, you're clearly passionate about what you do.
Yes.
Where does that come from?
Well, thank you for asking. And I really am passionate about people and loving people. And this is one way that I feel that I can help people. I think many times when I'm sitting down with someone, they are coming to me feeling overwhelmed, feeling anxious, feeling stressed, maybe not knowing what to do, and being able to help people walk through the information, walk through the steps they need to take, help them make a good decision. It's such a blessing. And I get to make new friends every week, which is wonderful.
Yeah, well, it comes through. It's clear from both of you guys. I appreciate the investment in people. And as we've heard on the radio, we appreciate the investment you made in Christian radio here in New Mexico, because, I mean, the message that we deliver is something that people, we love them. We want the best for them. And clearly you do as well. We talked about approaching 65, you know, the need to, the timing there. What about those people that are younger than 65? Is there a reason for them to be, you know, up to speed and care about Medicare?
It is because everybody knows somebody who's 65 or older. There are a few exceptions where you can get on Medicare. If you have ALS, if you have end-stage renal disease, a few exceptions, but for the most part, it is 65 and older. But you need to think about who in your life. We've had several people who've come to us and say, hey, my sister, my friend, my mother, whatever is in a situation, can you help them? We can't call people. It's part of the regulation to protect people from aggressive salespeople.
Right.
So we need them to call us. And so really the K-Lite listeners, sorry, K-L-Y-T
That's
listeners,
fine.
Can help us if they know someone who's older, approaching 65, retiring, have them call us to see if we can help them. Lots of times we're going to walk through and see that they're in good shape. You know, I used to tell my kids, you need to have a plan.
Yeah.
Well, this is one of those areas where you need to have a plan. So you need to understand what health care you have, if and when you're shifting to Medicare.
Yeah.
I meet with lots of people coming to age 65 and they're going to continue working, and they have a plan at work that'll satisfy their need for now. But they can relax and know that, hey, everything's okay. Come back when I'm close to retirement.
So we literally have like a minute, but where does disability come into any of this? Is that something that needs to be addressed?
So Medicare is available for people who have been on disability for 24 months or more.
Okay.
So they also can apply for Medicare and
regardless of age.
Correct.
Okay. So there we go.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, we are out of time. However, 505-620-7175, Black Bear Medicare, and it's blackbearmedicare.com. And first Friday of every month, there's a class. So
there you go.
You've got the information you need. Of course, one of the sponsors for KLYT that you'll find on klyt.fm on the sponsor page there as well. But appreciate all that David, Carol Beth, that you've done today to inform. I learned today because I found a broker to hang out with. All right. Well, thanks so much, you guys.
Good to be with you.
Coming up, we're going to catch up with Ethel Maharg and Love Life. Have a great event coming up. You'll want to know about. We'll get to it next on ABQ Connect.